Tonight, a new terror threat to commercial flights. And it's not just ISIS that U.S. intelligence is worried about. Deborah Farrick is out front.
With ISIS propaganda out of Syria and Iraq, juiced up on steroids, the overriding threat to America, U.S. officials say, is twofold. Homegrown violent extremists, the so-called lone wolves, and planes, a favored terror target because of the economic impact. Mitch Silber ran the NYPD's Intelligence Analysis Division.
So there's sort of a flair for the dramatic, and there's nothing more dramatic than an exploding airliner, and I think that's one of the reasons why they've continued to aim for that target.
Experts believe bombmakers now in Syria have been training jihadis from the West, in part to attack jetliners.
It operates the most sophisticated propaganda machine of any terrorist organization.
Today, the head of the National Counterterrorism Center testified the immediate threat to the U.S., lone wolves.
What really worries American counterterrorism officials is that ISIS will prioritize launching attacks against the United States, will train Western recruits in bomb making and send them back.
Unlike a sophisticated 9/11 attack where hijackers learned how to fly planes, officials say simpler attacks are the real threat, appealing to extremists who need virtually no training and little money to spread chaos with homemade explosives pieced together from store-bought items. The Boston Marathon bombers used pressure cooker devices they learned to make online. The 2009 subway plotter also made his own explosive device, as did the foiled 2010 Times Square car bomber. With the specter of ISIS in Iraq and Syria and the arrest of a Rochester, New York man accused of recruiting wannabe ISIS fighters, the NYPD stepped up security Wednesday on mass transit and places like Times Square to provide peace of mind.
The reality of the emergence of the new potential threats out of particularly the Syrian conflict is something we cannot ignore.
The FBI has arrested a half dozen people allegedly trying to travel from the U.S. to Syria to fight with various jihadi groups. Jihadi online magazines and blogs repeatedly making clear New York, Washington, Houston, Chicago, Atlanta, and other American cities remain prime extremist targets.
And Deb, you actually have pages of one of these notebooks. I mean, this is really organized, put in a spiral notebook.
It's what's amazing is that this is their online magazine. You can see how well done it is. I mean, it almost looks like like a female jihadi put this out. This is the kind of thing you'd have in a yearbook. What's so interesting is they keep coming back to the same attacks. They keep coming back to these pipe bombs, the car bombs, the pressure cooker bombs. So it's not like they're getting more creative in their attacks. But what they are doing is they're trying to, again, indoctrinate young jihadis to say, do a pipe, do a car, and so that's what they're really doing. And as you heard Paul Cruikshank say, right now in the United States, it's isolated people, independent people who may be disenfranchised, maybe upset, maybe extremist. Yeah. The real fear is if ISIS lets out a sort of mobilizes an army to say, we want all you lone wolves to act and act now. That is an even greater game changer.